The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hello, Chloe again. On the 8th of March was International Women's Day, and because of this, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about women's history. For a long time, women were just seen as stay-at-home housewives who cleaned, cooked and cared for the children. Women weren't educated or were able to have the vote in elections. Unfortunately, it's been like this for thousands of years throughout history and still sadly in some countries today. So how did it change? Well, in the UK during the years 1903 to 1928, thousands of women took to the streets in protest for the right to vote. These women came past to the Women's Social and Political Union, or as better known as the Suffragettes, which was led by Emmeline Pankhurst, a well-known figure in history. Many women fought hard for their beliefs and took part in some violent protests, including smashing windows and setting fire to buildings. Many of the suffragettes were imprisoned, and even some lost their lives fighting for this cause, like Emily Davidson, who jumped in front of a horse in 1913. Then later on, in 1918, after the First World War, it was passed in Parliament that some women over the age of 30 could vote, but only some. It wasn't until a staggering 10 years later, in 1928, every woman over the age of 21 had the right to vote. For reasons I don't know of, women have always been treated as if they are the weaker sex, but thanks to protesters like Pankhurst and Davidson, women of today have the freedom to be who they want to be. Next week, I'll be talking about the 1920s and 1930s.